This audio file is created by Panopreneur. You can get it at www.panopreneur.com. One Lent Wednesday. First posted February 14, 2008. Romans 4:1-5, 13-17. Justified by faith. Paraphrase: Abraham is the forefather of the Jews through the flesh. If Abraham were judged righteous in God's judgment, he would have reason to boast before men, but not before God. According to Genesis 15:6, Abraham's righteousness was reckoned to him because he believed God. If righteousness were earned by works keeping of the law, righteousness would not be a gift, but payment for work done. One who doesn't rely on works of the law but trusts in the Lord who justifies the ungodly is reckoned righteous by faith, obedient trust. The promise to Abraham and his descendants, that they should inherit the world, did not come through the law but through the righteousness of faith, Romans 4:13. If only those who keep the law inherit the promise, then faith would be useless and the promise void. The law brings punishment, but transgression is not counted where there is no law. That is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace, a free gift, unmerited favor, and be guaranteed to all his descendants, not only to the adherents of the law but also to those who share the faith of Abraham, for he is the father of us all, Romans 4:16. God, in whom Abraham believed, who gives life to the dead and creates things from nothing by his word, has declared in Scripture that he would make Abraham the father of many nations, Genesis 17:5. Commentary: Abraham is the forefather of Jews by the flesh, but the spiritual forefather of all believers through faith. Abraham did not become our forefather by keeping God's law, but by faith, obedient trust, in God's word. Abraham's righteousness, doing right in God's judgment, was attributed to him by his faith in God. So he cannot boast in himself before God. His righteousness is a gift, not his own accomplishment, Ephesians 2:8-9. One would be entitled to a judgment of righteousness if righteousness was earned by keeping the law, but God justifies, judges his righteous sinners who trust and obey his word, see Galatians 2:16. The law brings condemnation. Violating any part of the law brings judgment, James 2:10, and the penalty for sin, disobedience of God's word, is eternal death, Romans 6:23. We have all sinned and come short of God's righteousness, Romans 3:23, 1 John 1:8-10. But where there is no law, transgressions are not counted. If we want to be saved from God's eternal condemnation and inherit God's promise through Abraham, we must receive it through faith in God's word, fulfilled, embodied, and exemplified in Jesus Christ, John 1:1-5, 14, see God's plan of salvation, sidebar, top right. Saving faith is obedient trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God's only provision for our forgiveness, salvation from eternal destruction, and restoration to eternal life in God's heavenly kingdom, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. We are freed from the condemnation of the law, provided that we are obedient to the Holy Spirit, Romans 8:1-9, which only Jesus gives, John 1:31-34, only to his disciples who trust and obey Jesus, John 14:15-17. The Holy Spirit is the seal and guarantee that one is in Christ and has eternal life, 2 Corinthians 1:22, Ephesians 1:13-14, Romans 8:9-11, 15-16. There is a day of judgment coming when Jesus will return to judge everyone who has ever lived on earth. Those who have trusted and obeyed Jesus, who have been spiritually reborn, John 3:3-5-8, will receive eternal life in God's kingdom in heaven, but those who have rejected and refused or failed to trust and obey Jesus will receive eternal condemnation in hell with all evil, Matthew 25:31-46-2. Thessalonians 1:5-10. Is Jesus your Lord, Matthew 7:21-23, Luke 6:46. Are you Jesus' disciple, John 8:31. Are you trusting and obeying Jesus, John 14:21. Have you received the indwelling Holy Spirit since you first truly believed, Acts 19:2. Are you making disciples of Jesus Christ and teaching them to obey all that Jesus commands? Matthew 28:18-20. Do you know with certainty where you will spend eternity? 1 John 5:11-14, Ephesians 1:14-14.